Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Efner, joined now by two of the Norwalk volleyball players at the state tournament, sophomore Ellie Hatlevig and junior center Hadley Michael. You put it all on the line out there tonight against your conference rival Pella. You're able to take one set from them. They were all close. Just what's your feeling on the effort tonight of the whole team?
Yeah, I'm super proud of the girls. We fought really hard, and like we said at the end of our huddle, like at the end of the game, we were like, no one should be upset with how we played. Like, we all fought really hard, and like we kept, like, it was a close game every set, and like we were fighting the whole time.
I know we knew, like, coming into this that it wasn't going to be an easy game. It was a tough draw, but like we wanted it bad. We wanted it bad, and I feel like we put our whole lot of effort out there, and all we can do is just be proud of us, and that's all we can do.
Set two, you're down a set. You're down, I want to say, 6 points in the second set. It was like 23-18, 23-19. Just how much fun was that comeback? And then it was back and forth and back and forth, and you finally win at 31-29. Just how thrilling was set two?
Oh, yeah, that back and forth, that's like some of my favorite. Like, that's like best in volleyball. Like, I love when, like, we're fighting so hard. And especially at the end of the game, coming up from like that 6 points, like you said, it means a lot. And like just to see how much we're fighting, and like we're not going to give up, and we knew that.
I think that was like our true Lady Warrior Volleyball, as we call ourselves.
Yes.
I think that was us being like, we got to go. Like, this is our time. It's now or never. Like, we had to find something, and I think that's when we kicked it into gear, and it just kind of showed the rest of the game. I think we like locked in.
Not a lot of seniors on this team, but they all showed up tonight. Ava Carlson was phenomenal at times in that front row, taking some big swings. J.C. Crane, Jillian Hammond. I mean, it was just you could tell this team and the seniors did not want it to end.
Oh, yeah, no. We talked about this before, and we're like, we needed to do it for the seniors and do it for our whole team because we're all so close. And, like, those girls, it's going to be hard not to play with them. Even our seniors who don't necessarily play mean so much in practice, and, like, they did so much for this program.
But I have endless memories with these seniors and so many memories of this team in general. It's going to be hard no matter, like, who the seniors are. I don't care if you don't play. Like, we all have special bonds with each other, and it's going to be super hard next year.
Set four was a tough one. You guys did lead most of the way. Pella got it in the end. What did you feel like was the difference down the stretch?
I feel like we definitely started fighting super strong, and then, like, we let up some points and made some mental errors on our side. But, like, again, we still fought really hard, and I'm still really proud of this team.
Yeah, it was a mentally challenging thing that maybe not all of us have been put through before, because that's a stage not all of us have been on. Like, Pella has more experience than we do, and that's just something we can't do anything about. So I think we just struggled to come back from adversity when we were down and just didn't know how to get out of those runs.
What is it like facing a team like Pella that you're so familiar with on a stage like this?
Oh, we weren't hoping to get them, but like we wanted revenge. Like, we talked about that before, and we're like, we're coming for them. Like, we had not, I don't want to say a lot of confidence, but like we trusted each other, and we were like, yeah, like we got this, you know?
Yeah, I agree with Ellie. Like, we knew they were a good team. I think it's just, I don't know, it's really hard. That's just, I don't know what to say to that.
Well, fortunately, the two of you will be back next season to lead this Warrior team. I mean, right now you're going to be disappointed in tonight, but how much are you looking forward to next season and getting back out there?
It'll be exciting. Also a little sad because Hadley's going to be a senior, and all the seniors are juniors and that I've played with, and I'm friends with all of them, so that'll be fun, really fun to play with them with their last season, but yeah.
We'll be sad. I'll miss all my like little baby sophomores now. But I do think it's going to be a little weird next year just because like our bond, you know, we talked about a lot. I'm excited, but I think as of now, like right now, I need to soak in all these memories from this team because I don't want to like forget about any of these moments with these girls.
Cherish the season, girls. School record 29 wins. Yeah. Great job out of Ellie Hatlevig, Hadley Michael, and the whole Norwalk team. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Efner, joined now by Norwalk volleyball coach John Fulton at the Class 4A State Volleyball Tournament in Coralville. And tonight, what an effort by your Warrior players. A four-set loss to Pella in the quarterfinals, but you won a phenomenal second set there, 31-29 to tie it up. You fought back hard in set one. You were in the lead most of the way in set four. Just couldn't quite get her done there in set four to force the fifth, but what an effort by your girls.
Yeah, you know, just the fight all night is just something that, the girls pride themselves on, I think. That's the biggest thing. It's just being able to you know, to say the other team earned it, and Pella did. They played a great game. They have great players on that squad. But I'm just so proud of the way our girls fought back, even when we were down. We may have been down 8 or 9, I think, maybe even in set 2. Maybe that's a little bit high, but you know, just to fight back and then push that into extra points and really, really take care of it was just fun. It's just great volleyball, and it was going to be a fight no matter what the outcome was. And I'm just glad we played some of our best volleyball all season.
The momentum from that set 2 win didn't quite carry over to set 3. You really had to fight behind that whole time. Never did really get the lead in that one. Were you surprised a little bit that maybe it didn't carry over?
Yeah, it's tough, right? You come off that high and then you got to go back in and try to do one of the calmest things to do, and that's get a good serve receive pass. And so it's tough there in that third set. But you know, after playing, you know, not too great in that third set, we took care of business early in set 4. So you know, there's kind of, it's just a game of momentum, and it's just there's just lots of up and down that I think we did a good job handling.
What did you feel like was the difference down the stretch in set 4 as Pella kind of made their run?
Yeah, they just did a good job with service pressure. I mean, I think in and out they do a really good job keeping us out of system. And you know, when we can only set one player, or maybe we can only set our pins, then they do a great job of closing that block. So I think there, when it was, you know, towards the late set, they were able to put some good service pressure on us, and then they got, I think, two really good blocks there that kind of swung the momentum.
Just kind of talk about some of your standouts tonight. L.A. Hallevig and Hadley Michael, of course, doing their thing out there. It seemed like Hadley had about 60 assists on the night. But then some of the other girls, like Ava Carlson, I'm not sure I've ever seen her take that many huge swings from the left side. You had Delaney Steele as well, and J.C. Crane had some big moments at the net, and just everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we said it at the end of the, you know, that was probably Ava Carlson's best game of her career, and I'm glad she saved it for the biggest stage. She went out swinging. There were some holes in the blocks where they weren't maybe necessarily thinking that she was going to hammer it, and then she did a great job making sure that she got some good swings.
You know, I even forgot to mention Jillian Hammond out of the players that did so well for you tonight. Just what was the message to the team after the game?
Yeah, you know, it's just, we've kind of said it all year. It's just a group that just really enjoys playing with each other. And I think that at the end of the day, like, that's what we're going to remember, is just the fun that these girls had playing together. You know, our seniors did a fantastic job. Ava, JC, Mary-Kate, Jillian, Taylor, you know, kind of leading this program and bringing that kind of fun energy. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what the sport's all about, is just making sure that we're making great memories with people that we really care about, and that's what these girls did.
Another school record too, 29 wins on the year. Just how much fun was this season?
It was great. You know, I just, every day in practice, they did a great job, so couldn't be more proud of this group.
And the senior group, just a final word on the seniors?
Yeah, I think, you know, 4 years in this program, I've been the coach for 4 years, so they've been with me all the way through, and they did a great job leading and coming to practice and pushing everybody that they could. So can't say enough about those 5.
That's Norwalk head volleyball coach John Fulton. Thanks for your time. Great season.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.